you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Hi, folks. Tune in every Saturday at 11 a.m. for the Relive Lifestyles program. I'm David Leeds. Hear from people throughout the country who have achieved tremendous control of their health and finances through the balanced nutritional products being offered by Relive International worldwide. Tune in every Saturday at 11 a.m. on WCNO for the Lifestyles program. More information is available at 1-888-871-8734.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hey, Billy, what you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Meyers.
Who?
Ed Meyers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now, and no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Meyer's number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Meyer's today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Ed Day, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Bumgardner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And we shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." So grab a pen, take some notes, let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
Listen to me, some of you might be in a dormant season of your life. Some of you might not be having what you think you should have in your life today. And maybe you've been struggling through a lot of things. Maybe you've been suffering through a lot of things and you feel like you're in the winter time of your life. But listen to me, ladies and gentlemen, it only lasts for a season. If you will stay connected to heaven and connected to God, there will be fruit that bears in your life and it shall remain. You will begin to bear, somebody shout, "I'm gonna bear fruit." It's gonna manifest fruit. I'm telling you, what you already possess is down on the inside of you. You don't have to live and be a victim. So how do you know that? Because there are times and there are seasons for everything. And a lot of times because of delay or because of conflict or struggle, we get tempted to miss the very things that God desires to bring into our lives. And we miss it because we're in that dormant season. We start running our mouth. We start confessing what we're seeing with our eyes. Come on, amen? Amen. How many know this covenant that we have with God is based on His Word? Somebody shout His Word. And He said this. He said, I will watch over my Word to perform it. He's going to perform His Word. He said, I honor my Word, watch this, above my name. I mean, there's authority in the name of Jesus. He said, I honor my Word above my name. God is committed to you and I through His Word this morning. His Word is His bond. His Word is the basis of His covenant. That means it don't matter what I feel like. It don't matter what you think you feel like. It doesn't matter what's going on in my life. My covenant is not based on the fact of whether or not I had a good day or whether or not I had a bad day. My covenant is not based on the fact that you might like me or you may not like me. My covenant is based on the fact that He gave me His Word. I mean, the words are important. Come on, I told you last week we were created in the image of God, and God gave us intelligent speech. Your words are powerful. He said this. He said, I will watch over my word. Come on, He gave me His word. Numbers 23:19 says this. God is not a man that He should lie, nor a son of man that He should repent. He has said, and will He not do, or has He spoken, and will He not make it good? So listen to me, if my covenant is based on His Word and His Word is His bond, then how many of you know your life this morning is secure in Christ Jesus? You ain't got to go no further. Just because you're having a bad day, you ain't got to give up on God. Just because you didn't get what you prayed for, don't mean you got to give up on God. His Word is His bond. That's why the apostle comes along in Colossians 3:16. He says this, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Why is that? Somebody say, why is that? Because the more of the word that I can get in me, the more I can actually understand and know what it is that I possess. I can know the covenant that I have with God. I can know the direction I need to go on my journey. I can know how to listen to the voice of God when He tells me where to go. I mean, there comes a time in your life that God says, I'm not going to let you just be a hearer of the word. I'm calling you to be a doer of the word. It ain't enough for you to come to church and sit on the pew every Sunday and just hear the word. You got to get up off the pew and walk out in the world and do the word. You can't go out in the world and keep sinning. No, you ain't heard me. See, you think you're getting away with something, or you think you got permission and God's okay with what you're doing. He ain't okay with it. Listen to me. He's not okay with it. All you're doing is slamming the door shut to what God wants to do in your life. Oh, praise the Lord. He said, I want you to be a doer of the word. I'm requiring you to be a doer of the word, not just a hearer of the word. But you know what? Because we're so afraid of the challenge, because we've been so beat down by the culture, because we've been so wiped out by the abuses of life, we're afraid God might require more from us than we ever want to give. People still live a life of mediocrity. People still live a life of barely trying to get by and just hanging on and let me drag myself into church 20 minutes late. Oh, I made it. Dear God, thank God I got here on Mother's Day. You better hear me this morning. God's not called you to live a life of mediocrity. He's called you to live an overcoming, victorious life. Hallelujah. Listen to me. Some of you are called by God to own businesses. Some of you are called by God to go to foreign lands and be missionaries. Some of you are called by God to be doctors. Some of you are called by God to be great mothers and great fathers and testimonies of God's grace and goodness in the earth. Somebody shout, I'm called. We're in a Bible-believing, Spirit-filled church, and you are called of God. Shake it off. Come on, shake it. Get your arms out there. Shake it off. Hallelujah. If you got your Bibles, look in Isaiah 59:1. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, nor His ear heavy that it cannot hear. Watch this now, verse 2. Everybody looking up on the screen? But your iniquities have separated you from God, and your sins have hidden His face from you so that He will not hear. For your hands are defiled with blood, and your fingers with iniquity. Watch this. Your lips have spoken lies, and your tongue has muttered perversity. Oh, no, not me, Pastor. That's not me. Listen, if you use your words to misdirect somebody, to hide something that you're feeling and you don't want them to know the real truth, come on, that's a lie. That's a flat-out lie. Come on, amen? And this is what he's saying. My hand is not short that I can't intervene in the affairs of your life, and my ear ain't stopped up so heavy that I can't hear you when you call me. He said, but yet there's come a separation between you and me. There's something separating between you and me and you. And this is what God says. Watch this. He's not talking about eternal damnation here, because I don't want you to think this is a point. This doesn't change the fact that you're a child of God. What this has to do with is God manifesting blessings in your life? Are you living the overcoming life? He's saying you have become separated from the very benefits of the covenant that I have with you. And this is an Old Testament covenant in Isaiah. How much greater is the covenant of blood that we have with Jesus Christ? That every time we allow sin to have its way in our life, we separate ourselves from the benefit of the covenant that we have. It doesn't do away with the covenant. You're still born again, but you're not getting the benefit of the covenant. You're still living miserable. You're still struggling. You're still hanging on. You're still slipping up. You don't know how to overcome. You don't know how to have victory. And he's saying that there's a reason why this keeps happening in your life. He said, your blessing is not based on your performance. It's not what you do. His blessing is based on his covenant. Come on, it's based. Somebody shout, it's on his covenant. And this is what he said. He said, you've separated yourself from that covenant. And this is why you don't enjoy my blessings. You're not enjoying my power. You're not living the overcoming life. There's a separation that's come between me and you that's really available to your life so you can prosper, so you can have wealth, so you can have health, so you can have blessing. And I know that I don't preach good in every church, but how many of you know we don't serve a God that is not a health and wealth God? He is all about being healthy, and he's all about being wealthy. Come on, we ain't going to a poor heaven. Come on, amen. We don't serve a sick and tired God. We serve an almighty God who has a disposal of the whole entire universe with so many galaxies that we can't even count them, filled with trillions of stars. Your covenant. Come on, somebody shout, my covenant. And this covenant giving God desires for his blessing to be released in all of our life. And this is what he said. He says, there are sins that you have done. When he talks about the blood, your hands are filled with blood and your mouth is messed up. Two things separate us from the blessing of the power of God. The sins that we commit with our hands. In other words, the activities that we engage in that are not pleasing to God. Some of y'all are making a list right now. I feel it. If you're doing it and Jesus wouldn't be there doing it with you, you all not be doing it. Huh? Come on now. Now, most everybody in this room don't have any problem believing that. We believe that. Most people believe that if you do things that are contrary to the Spirit of God and to the ways of God and contrary to the Word of God, if you act contrary to what he's called you to do, then how many know you're going to separate yourself from his blessings? We all agree with that. But here's the second thing that he said, the thing that causes you to be cut off from the power of God. The thing that causes your prayers to be stopped before they get into heaven. The thing that you don't understand is it's the power of your mouth. It's what's coming out of your mouth is cutting off the blessing of God. Come on, amen. He said this. He said, you mutter perversity. Somebody say mutter. That word right there literally means to groan, to talk under your breath. Hey, would you mind doing this? I could use some help. Oh, sure, brother, I'll help you. Every time I turn around, he's calling me to do something. I can't get nothing done around here. Every time I'm starting to do this, and now they want me to do that. Oh, that looks so nice, what you did over there. Thank you, honey. Oh, Lord, if I told him the truth, it would really hurt him. You mutter perversity in your mouth. You walk off going, murmuring, just murmuring and complaining, amen? And when you don't really want to say it to your wife and you go out in the garage and go, God, why'd you give me this woman? I'm just suffering here. I know you called me to have a life of overcoming, but if you're testing me today, God, reveal it to me. I can't take no more. You're like Adam in the Garden of Eden. This woman that you gave me, as if it's God's fault. Why does she act that way? Listen to me, that's not praying. That ain't you out in the garage being spiritual praying. Come on. That's complaining. That's muttering. That's murmuring. And you walk away from the kids when they misbehave. These crazy kids don't listen to nobody. And this is what he said. This is what's going on. He says, and because you don't understand the power that's in your mouth, you separate yourself from my power and you separate yourself from my ability to let blessings run free in your life. You cut it off with your tongue. Now, it doesn't make you disowned as a child of God. You're still a child of God, just like your kids are a child of yours when they run their mouth at you. Come on, mama. Your kids are always your kids. Isn't that right? No matter what they do. You're still God's children, but you cut off the blessing of God. You cut off the favor of God being performed in your life. Come on, amen.
And now we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a minute, but first I want to take the opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship services are 9 and 11 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church, and there's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's children's church, youth group, senior meetings, there's something for everyone. If you are new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for everyone.
I'm praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God.
Our text says this today, death and life. That means I can go either way. I can speak death into it. I can speak life into it. Both of them are in the power of my tongue. I have the ability to do that. So how many know your words and my words are connectors? Somebody shout connectors. They're like hinges on doors. They're door openers. And my words either open up doors to God's blessing or they open up the doors to the enemy to come in and have his way in my life. They open up doors for the culture to infiltrate my thinking and change the way I believe about God. Come on, amen. Praise the Lord. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it shall eat of it. That word love it right there means honor it, respect it, esteem it. I mean, when you learn to honor, respect, and esteem the power that's in your mouth, then you're going to eat the fruit of what's coming out of your mouth. Praise the Lord. In other words, you're going to enjoy the fruit that comes up out of your belly, and your words are going to line up with your attitude. So if you got a crappy attitude, you're going to have crappy words. Yeah, I said it. Come on, help me somebody, amen? I mean, when things ain't in alignment in your life, they get pulled one way, then they get pulled another way, and you're over here, and then you're over there. It's just like when you got a car out of alignment. You're trying to drive it down the road, and it's pulling to the left. It's pulling to the left. Pretty soon, you got this little muscle right here starting to lock up because you're hauling a car on the road. How many know what I'm talking about? Amen? How many of you know when you find a believer that doesn't have their language lined up with what heaven is speaking and they got their language lined up with what the culture is speaking, then the conversation always goes in the ditch either on the left or the right. And you don't have to spend much time talking to any believer to find out if their language is going down in the ditch because they'll start complaining or they'll start murmuring or they'll start whining or they'll start crying. And next thing you know, you think, well, let me just minister to them. And all you're doing is buying into that stuff. Come on. That's why you, how many know, and you can't change it by starting to speak right. You got to get that thing in the garage, jack that thing up, get some word in it, get some prayer in it, and realign that thing, and learn how to speak correctly in your life, and line it up with the word of God, amen? How many know you're supposed to be seeing people the way Jesus see people, not the way you see people? You might say, well, I just call them like I see them. Well, stop doing that. Don't call them like you see them. Call them the way Jesus sees them. Lost, broken, hungry, needing a Savior. Come on, help me, amen? Because the way you see them is filtered through you, but the way Jesus sees them is filtered through His grace, and it's filtered through His mercy. Listen, when God gets to saying something in heaven, you get to saying the same thing on earth, and you guys get in alignment, how many know big things are happening in your life? Huh? Heaven's power comes and manifests in this reality. It manifests in our life. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, the devil is standing there going, go ahead, say something. I dare you. Just mess it up. Mess up God's blessing with your word. I dare you. And you know what? We take the bait. We take the bait, especially when it's somebody in a close relationship. When it's a husband or a wife, we take the bait because we feel so offended that they don't love us enough to see things our way. Knock it off, you big baby. Knock it off. Amen. Begin to see that person that you live with the way Jesus sees them. If you'll both do that, you won't argue. You won't fight. You'll have grace and you'll have mercy. How many know, you know, in Genesis we learned that God created man in his image? Huh? We learned this last week. God is spirit. Come on, you're a spirit. Amen. You have a soul. You live in a body. Amen. I mean, that means God's a spirit. If he came into the building, he wouldn't have to walk in the building. He'd just appear in the building. The things in nature have no bounds on him. He comes from another dimension. Amen? Huh? That's the reason why Jesus, to live in this dimension and to be able to be like us, he had to put on flesh so that he could walk around with us, communicate with us, and be on the same level with us so he could overcome the same things we had to overcome. Hello, come on, amen? So how many know you're a spirit this morning? You have a soul. You live in a body. Praise the Lord. That's good news for us. Come on, our soul habitates the body. We have a soul that habitates this body, but we are a spirit. So in Genesis 1, when God made man, he made him like himself. He made him like a spirit. But in Genesis 2, he had to give that spirit something to live in. So he reached down in some dirt, and he made man. He formed him out of the earth. Come on. Your body comes from the earth. Evolutionists got this right. God didn't reach out in the universe and make your body. He made it right from the dirt. He made it from, come on, he made it from the raw materials that are in the ground. Woo! Let that sink in. Come on, that's not blasphemy, that's truth, amen? And he did that, and then he said, I want you to have dominion over this thing. I've given you to be the highest being in this realm. We talked about it last week. You got intelligent speech. You have the ability to create with your words and edify. Come on, amen? And you have dominion over it. So he took the dirt, made flesh, and took man's spirit, put it in the body, and then he breathed on it, and man became a living soul. Is everybody all right? That's what the Bible says. Amen? Now here's what's interesting. God made Adam like him. God made Adam like himself. Amen? And he made him a spirit being who had the capacity to speak. God gave Adam the capacity to speak. Adam even named all of creation, and we're going to really dig into that next Sunday. We talk about the ability to speak things into life. He named the animals. How many know there wasn't a bear until Adam looked at it and said, that'll be a bear. There was a creative dominion. There was a creative order that came through the dominion of man to name the animals. So Adam had the ability to express himself in words. You have the ability to express yourself in words. You have the ability to express your will with words, your emotions, whatever you want to do. You can say whatever you feel, whatever you think. I can express what I believe. I'm expressing what I believe to you this morning about God's word. Now listen, if I understand that I am a spirit that has the ability to speak because God gives me a mouth, then how many of you know that means I have to keep my spirit in alignment with heaven? Because when I don't get in alignment with heaven, I'm not going to be speaking the things of heaven. I'm going to be speaking the things of Jason. And Jason is a messed up dude without Jesus. Come on. Jason don't need to be left alone in the world. Jason can do some damage to some people without Jesus. And so can you. That's why we need to be lined up with heaven. Amen? That's what David was talking about in Psalms 94 when he said, lean not on your own understanding. What you think you know.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Bumgardner. I hope you tune in again each day, Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. I'm your host, Ed Day, and I'll see you next time on The Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth, whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor. Letting an experienced professional with a proven track record could make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.